W-A-R-C-Y. Yeah, yeah, I appreciate you hearing me out on that. But like I said, I gotta pull out my paperwork from when it was done the first time around between Motorola doing the initial programming, Sean doing some changes and updates with the GMRS stuff, getting the frequency. I've got one set of frequency. I got a frequency in each Motorola 550E that has to be looked at because it's not transmitting out for some reason. Something got fat-fingered and overlooked. And then Sean also mentioned that there's a possibility he can add FPP to my my HTs as well, and that would be nice if that could be done. Once we get that part done, then we can do all the stuff we need for the M1, M5, and whatever else I can throw into these radios while I have the chance. So, all right, well, I don't know if Sean's on the road this morning or if he's working from home, but I know he's usually on the road. And I'm gabbing, so I'll let you, if he's out there, talk to you, and we'll catch up with you down the road. And if I don't see you over the weekend at breakfast or something, you and the new missus have a wonderful weekend. W-A-R-C-Y.
Yeah, she's getting dressed. She's got to go see some more financial people. Her father passed away about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and she's going through the same struggles that you and I have talked about, trying to find out where everything is and who did what. And I mean, all the intentions are good, you know, by her dad. All of the family is good, you know. There's no drama or anything there, so that's all. It's all good for her, but it's all the legal stuff that you were familiar with. So she's trying to get all of that clarified and straightened out, and you know, the official government paperwork and the not so official government paperwork. You know, the trusts and things like that. So she's been in a lot of meetings lately trying to get that figured out. Yeah, and on that other one that you got on band 2 for the UHF, it can be modified, but the problem with that is that the radio loses accuracy on your 550, just to let you know. It loses frequency accuracy, because when they tune these things, they tune them for you know, the lower part of the UHF band or the upper part of the UHF band, and it's just kind of like a design flaw, whereas with your little handy talkies, that it gets tuned all the way through. So that's the reason why. Yeah, it can be modified, but you would have to check that, and Sean does have the ability to check it, make sure it's accurate. So if you want to lower it down, you know, it can be done, but then you've got a completely modified radio, and then you'll have to have a completely modified software to modify that. So you'd be better off to try to sell it to some business or some ham guy and get yourself one in the lower part. So very good, sir. You have a good day. Hope all goes well. It seems kind of weird this late in the day and still dark, but I guess they say come November they're going to fix the time. So you drive safe or walk safe or whatever you're doing, and we will check with you later, and I will try to make tomorrow's meeting. W-A-R-C-Y, I hope it's a W. I am trying for Vanity Call. N-8-K-P-P. Clear after yours.